KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
KT2DFD.
Okay, there's four right off the bat, so we'll start with K2ZMZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, nothing too much. We had a couple showers today, but less than a tenth of an inch. And I know down towards Utica area and the Mohawk Valley, they're getting more storms again. So it's been a rough few days for those folks down that way. We didn't even need a tenth of an inch or so that we got, but at least it's not as bad as some of the other areas. And other than that, not a bad day. Mild, we got up to about 80 degrees at one point, but it's down now to 73.0. So I don't know what it's supposed to go down to tonight, but it's kind of comfortable. I know we just shut the air conditioning down because it was getting a little chilly inside here. So we'll just say 73s to all, and happy 4th of July to everybody there. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and glad to see you're not getting rained out there. We got a little bit of rain today, but it's nothing really like what's been going on lately. So I see a little fungus growing on some of the tomato plants out there. It's got me a little worried. I'm hoping it's not blight. I don't see any black dots on any of the stems or leaves yet. Not to see. It's not a good sign, though. It's been wet out there, and I can tell you the peppers aren't liking it one bit. They're flowering, but they're just they just don't look healthy. Hi, thanks for checking in, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WIP, good evening. What's up?
So it's 74 outside, according to the digital thermometer, and the other one it's too dark to see, but it's about the same. And cooler outside than in, and if I had a nice screen porch and out back, I'd probably sleep out there. It's not going to be any less damp, and if this kind of weather keeps up, I don't know. I got a big screen tent that I put up years ago, and I haven't done it in a few years. I don't know what's going to happen when I get my portable garage up. I'm going to have to find a couple people to help me put that up. It's really not a one-person job. Even the awnings are not a one-person job, because you got to have at least two people. You don't necessarily have to lift all the legs up at once, but you got to get a couple of them in. So that's going to be a chore, but I didn't get back early enough Sunday to even start it before dark, and I knew better than to do it halfway and leave it out there, because everything would just be wet. So now I got to wait until probably next week. Maybe we're into a little drier weather, it looks like. But sleeping on the porch isn't bad if you have a porch, because it's not on the ground. But on the, you know, sleeping right down by the ground, even if you're under a tarp or a tent or an awning or screen thing or something, tends to be damp, so I don't know. Thinking about doing something about that. It's much better, it's less expensive, but more importantly, it's much more comfortable than air conditioning. Don't really like air conditioning. So far it hasn't been that bad. Anyway, my usual not get an early start and working at 9 o'clock. And the problem is, even if I do get up early and get an early start, I don't really get an early start. It seems like it's 10, 11 o'clock usually before I get doing what it was I was planning to get right to doing. At the present time, I'm racing a disc and going to redo one of my bootable antivirus scanners. And I decided to not exactly take your advice, but sort of, and I was going to do this anyway, try another computer with Linux, but I decided I'd try Zorin. Zorin, I just read that then they came out with a version 7, real good reviews, and it's like they say, the most Windows-like of Linux for the average user. And that's what I'm shooting for, if not for myself, for customers. And I figure it's still Linux, it's Ubuntu, basically, customized distribution. And I can, if I want to get in there and command prompt around, I can do it. So it's still an old computer, but I'm curious to see what happens when I run it on this one. And we'll see what happens. And I'm almost thinking about doing it on the one that I've got in front of me, which is a fairly new. It's a Windows Vista 64. I think it's got like 6 gigs of RAM and has a big hard drive and all that. It's a HP. The only thing I don't know, not that it would kill me, but I wonder what happens if you, and I don't want to get rid of Windows in here, but like you say, you still use it for stuff. But it'd be nice to be able to sit here and putz around in it. This is sort of my fool around computer and browse the internet computer, and it's becoming more of a work computer since my other two at the front are both starting to get really flaky. So I'm using this until I fix those, but I don't know what happens. I suspect what happens when you put Linux dual boot with grub, I think it will probably break the, you know, press the magic key F11 system recovery for Windows. That's what I suspect. So I'm kind of hesitant to do it on this one. Anyway, that's the scoop here. I didn't get up to the hospital for the net, the hospital emergency net. There was nobody else around, and it was raining, and so on and so forth. So, oh well, KC2WI. Okay, Pete. Well, good luck with the Linux there. Half the fun is just trying to get it to work. All right, we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, hey, good evening. What's up?
Oh, we got 72 up here, but it sure feels like 82. Boy, it is humid. And boy, the mosquitoes out. I'm out here after dark here, and mosquitoes are trying to carry me away. But we're at our Buffalo auction this morning in Buffalo. It started late. And then we had our Thursday auction, they had it today in the afternoon because trying to cram the whole week's worth of stuff into half a week means that it's Thursday's holiday. So we're about ready to call it quits for the day. Over.
Okay, Ray. Well, this wet weather is going to bring them out. What are you going to do? All right, well, good luck. And we'll catch up with you later. KD2, DFD, Pete, good evening. What's up?
Again, it's great being up at camp, even though it'll rain. I speak to people downstate, and they have no clue of what's happened in Clinton or in Fort Plains, and I tell them, and they only know about the fires out in Arizona, but not about the flooding up in northern New York State. That's kind of surprising. So it's a shock, and it happens. Irene, we had a dam break just north of Sloatsburg in Tuxedo, took out the railroad tracks and flooded the village. So I know what it's like, and it's not too fun. Anyway, it was nice to be up here at camp and say hello to everybody. And have a good evening. KD2DFD out. standing by.
Okay, yeah, if it doesn't happen, south of Albany, it seems like it doesn't happen anymore. Well, all right. Well, thanks, Pete, for checking in, and good luck up there at camp. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is WA2U.
WA2U, John, good evening, what's up?
I'm just trying to stay cool. WA2U, good evening to you, Jeff. The computer sounds great down here in Clay, New York. And had a good day. No rain. I think we actually had some sunshine. Something we can all get used to. We'll say good evening to the assembled multitude here. So I didn't get a chance to listen to the weather, what's going on tomorrow, but didn't do a whole lot today. Got a few things ordered here for the Kenwood, some programming cable, so that's on the way. We got some of these accessories, you got to get them while they're available, I guess, so. We did that and ordered some Anderson power pole plugs. I kind of, my new thing, I was putting those on various things so you can plug things in and don't have to worry about the polarity. So, Jeff, anyways, I'll turn it back over to you. We'll say good evening to everyone, and we'll listen in for a while. WA to you.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in there, John. Yeah, we saw a little bit of sunshine here today, here and there. We even went up to camp for a little bit. I have a cousin of mine in town, and I took her up there and showed her around, and she's never seen it before. But, well, yeah, we did have a little sun, and then followed quickly by some mugginess and rain. What are you going to do? All right. Thanks, John. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
This is KC2YXN. Good evening, Jeff.
KC2YXN. Long time no see. What's going on there, Kathleen?
KC2YXN here. Not too much. Just watching a kind of an interesting thing on PBS about Mount Rushmore, how it was created and everything. So that's kind of neat. And hoping for another day without rain tomorrow. The garden would appreciate it, so would I. So that's about it. Going to send it back over to you. This is KC2YXN.
Okay, I hear you there. My garden is, well, all except for the squash. The squash don't seem to mind, but everything else looks like it's had enough rain for a while. Well, maybe the weeds. The weeds don't seem to mind either. But, of course, when do they ever? But all right. Well, thanks, Kathleen, for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2VLA.
KA2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. Well, it's another quiet day. Did some yard work. Did some work down the Legion. Nothing very spectacular. So I don't have anything to talk about. I understand you got in the camp yesterday. Found everything fine and dandy.
Actually, we got in today. Everything looked good. It was showing, let's see, that would be your great niece. I was showing her around down there. She's in from Chicago for a few days, and gave her the little tour of all the little camps and whatnot down there. So she was very impressed, to say the least. So, but yeah, everything looked good up there. It was a little wet, you know. There's definitely some water going around in there, but nothing's, nothing's broken, nothing's washed out or anything yet, anyway. But river wasn't all that high, considering all the rain we've had. It wasn't really all that high, so I was kind of surprised. But all right, thanks, Clint. Thanks for checking in. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I had to work today, and then, like I said, went up to camp, and didn't really do much more than that. So, kind of hang around here in the house, getting a little more work done here, and getting ready to go to bed. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to the regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, Ray, John, Kathleen, and Clint for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear. KOJ for Octon, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations with or without traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2WI, no traffic.
Okay, we have KC2MBU and KC2WI. Thank you both for checking in. Anyone else for Octon? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. I said somebody tried to check in here and not quite making it, so I'll make one more call up here. For the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Final call for stations with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is clear.